Okay.
So this has been one of those years, like global pandemic and hurricanes. Like, how many hurricanes did we have this year recorded? Like, it was insane. And then there's just been a real division in our country. Like, we felt it politically. We felt it racially. And so you begin to ask yourselves, like, man, are these the signs of the ends of the time? And interestingly, Jesus was asked about that. And so here's one of the things he said. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. You know, as I hear Jesus say that, and that's just a little excerpt from Mark 13. Read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just a little excerpt. And I love how Jesus is being honest. Like, these are rough. These are hard. He doesn't say, oh, you know, it's no big deal. It's like he starts making out the list. And then he says, it's just the beginning. Like, this is just the beginning. We've seen pandemics before. We've seen nasty storms before. This is just the beginning. And then my favorite metaphor right there in the text is, these are but birth pains. Now, I'm a father of five, two adopted, three biologically, and for the three that were born to us, I got to be in the delivery room, and that was a sight. I'm telling you what, it was a sight. There are like, well, there are stuff that's just not for TV, you know, in there. You know, it's just like this goopy stuff and blood and us. Yeah. And yet there's a baby. There's a baby. And at the end of that horrific process, painful process, there's a new life. And so what we see in scripture is Jesus promising, man, there's something coming that's good. Like having a baby, there's something that's worth getting through the pain. So he ends up that passage by saying, stay awake, like be ready. You know, we all know we're going to die. Like, let's be straight. The death rate is 100%. Like, we're all going to die. So, hey, if yours is cut a little short, be ready. If yours goes a little long, be ready. And so that is the encouragement of, hey, let's have an honest conversation. We're all going to stand before God one of these days. It might be tomorrow. It might be a long time from now. Be ready. It's okay. Good stuff is coming.
Well, at Cornerstone Church, you're in this right now. So is this the topic of the season? What's happening at Cornerstone?
Yeah, at Cornerstone, man, it's been just such a weird season. Like, it feels like Groundhog Day. Like, this just keeps going and going and going. And then it feels like my rookie year. Like, what do you do in a season like this? And so all the way through, like, our Christmas season in the Advent, we're looking at the second coming of Jesus. What's the first one tell us about the second one? And then we're just in this place of saying, hey, we're not going to shy away from talking about spiritual stuff, and then we're going to do our very best to keep you physically safe. And so we're already taking reservations for Christmas Eve services. You can go on the website and get registered to be there.
Cool.
We continue to ask people to wear masks in and mask out, and once we get you socially seated, you can keep your mask on or you can take it off. We want to be really attuned to both physical and spiritual health. This is a crazy season. We love you, man. Let's make sure that we're ready. And hey, it's about Christmas, you know.
Yes.
Let's celebrate life in the midst of the craziness.
Make sure you go to cornerstonechurch.community. You can simply Google Cornerstone Church, and in case you missed it, you can go ahead and check it out on my blog at z100fm.com. Pastor Michael Nave, appreciate you.
Thanks,
brother.
Kent.